This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. $1.3 million in state grants is going to outdoor regional partnerships across Colorado. KRCC's Kendra Carr has more.
The funds are in part establishing two new partnerships in southwestern and southeastern Colorado. The Southeast Colorado Recreation Outdoor Alliance movement will seek to engage different stakeholders in the region. The Pagosa Area Recreation Coalition brings together folks from Archuleta, Mineral, and Hinsdale counties. Overall, the funding from Colorado Parks and Wildlife and Great Outdoors Colorado aims to engage broad regional interests to help provide sustainable outdoor recreation and conservation. Six existing coalitions also received grant funding, including the Outdoor Pikes Peak Initiative, to finalize its vision plan. Kendra Carr, KRCC News.
Colorado Congresswoman Brittany Patterson has a new bill to improve Medicaid coverage for substance use disorder. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The Recovery Act expands on work Patterson did as a state legislator to get Colorado federal permission to use Medicaid funding for substance use disorder treatment. Patterson is proud of what Colorado has done, but
there are still significant barriers at the federal level that need to be addressed. So this bill is taking the great work that we've done here in Colorado and applying that to incentivize states.
Her bill will make it easier for states to cover treatment under Medicaid and have the federal government pay 90% of the costs for the first 5 years. It's unlikely to pass this Congress, but Patterson says she will work on this issue until it's law. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The driver involved in a crash that killed two CDOT workers was likely not impaired at the time. Officials say that's based on early investigations into the accident. The road workers were outside their vehicle when they were struck on Highway 6 in Mesa County between Clifton and Palisade. This is CPR News and KRCC.